You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
New 103.7, we're Charlie and Debbie. And not to speak for you, but I know this is something I look forward to every single holiday season. It's a tradition for us around here. We team up with our friends at Lebo's for our Santa Claus hotline. It's an opportunity for the little ones to convey their message to he who must hear them. Let's
and
just be
I
honest about it.
I love that we get to have a little eavesdropping session because we don't get to go and stand in the lines and listen
Not
to the
anymore.
Children talk to Santa anymore. So I love hearing this.
The number, Mom and Dad, is 704-227-8761.
My name is Henry Styles and I live at
40. This happens from time to time.
That's a little chaotic.
With the Lebo Santa Claus hotline. If you get interrupted, do call back.
Sure.
A lot of times you have one sibling who's talking and others who, no, I'm dying, Santa! And chaos ensues.
Turn.
So just feel free to call back.
My name is Eden.
My name is Eden.
I am how old you are. I'm how old you are. I'm seven.
Seven.
And I live in, where you live?
I live in Justin.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
So what do you want for you?
I want a...
Yeah, it's not working here yet.
I want to answer some things and something important to remember.
Important to remember that you may not understand what that little one is saying, but I can promise you there's someone who does. Just pointing that out.
I'm also a hammer.
That's all.
Okay, we've gotten to that's all. Usually it doesn't stop there, but we have gotten to that's all.
That's all.
I understood that's all. I got that part.
I understood Thor hammer and that's all.
You would understand Thor hammer because that's on your list too.
704-227-8761, the Lebo Santa Claus hotline.
Brought to you by Lebo's with 9 locations to choose from or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So you just showed me the picture. This is incredible. It was a Mazda 5, which is a Mazda van,
minivan,
I guess. Yeah, from what we could see. The Sudbury, Massachusetts police recently stopped the driver because they were traveling with a giant Christmas tree on the roof. And just that statement, giant Christmas tree, does not do this justice.
No, that's an understatement.
It appears they have half the damn Massachusetts forest attached to the top.
It is every bit as big as the one in Christmas Vacation.
The story says the tree covered the car's back and side windows. Y'all, it covered the whole car.
You can't even see the car under there. They probably couldn't even see the policeman trying to pull them over. The windows were blocked, the mirrors were blocked, everything. They couldn't see the license plate.
I never had this experience growing up. We had such bad allergies that we just did fake trees, and I do fake trees to this day. My dad used to tell stories of my grandfather. He didn't bother going to Christmas tree farms. My grandfather would literally travel the highways and byways of North Carolina until he came across a pine tree that he thought looked good, and then he would just go cut it down. He didn't care if it was on someone's property.
Nature.
Yes.
It belongs to everyone.
Exactly. That's the way he looked at it. And my dad used to tell stories of just these trees attached to the top of cars that were just amazing. Living in the Southeast our whole life, it ain't just trees you see attached to the car. We had a story on other news last week about someone putting a swimming pool on top of a car.
Plastic swimming pool to cart at home.
What have you strapped to the top of your car? What have you seen strapped to the top of a car? Do you have a crazy Christmas tree on top of the car story? 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What have you strapped to your car? What have you seen strapped to a car? Or do you have a crazy Christmas tree strapped to the top of my car story?
About 2 weeks ago, I seen someone with a chest of drawer on top of a little old small station wagon.
Now, did they bother to take the drawers out, or were the drawers still intact?
I think it was turned upside down.
So I guess the drawers were facing the car top, the roof.
And then last week, it was someone had a couch, and a short chair tied up on top of their car, and the small chair blew off.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Yeah, see, when I see furniture on top of a car, I give them wide berth.
Scary.
It's crazy how people carry stuff.
Well, you know why? It ain't as big a miracle as duct tape, but bungee cords is right up there. You strap something down with bungee cord, it's as good as done. No.
Yeah, I'm calling about the craziest stuff ever tied to a car.
Yeah.
Me and my roommate one day, we was moving out of a house. We had a king-size mattress and box spring. We tied it down to the top of a Honda Accord.
Did you feel like driving down the road you were going to take flight?
Well, we couldn't even see out. Yeah, it was flipping up in the front, and in the back, you couldn't see out your rearview mirror at all because it was dragging down in the back and flipping up in the front.
How far did y'all have to drive it?
We drove probably about 10 miles.
What was the condition of the mattress when you got to point B?
Actually, it was pretty. It was all right. It had a few... few bungee marks on it, but that was about it.
Yeah, there's something about when you're that college age moving out, you don't think twice about doing dumb stuff like that. We only got to go 20 miles with a mattress over the windshield.
Hey, I was calling about the Christmas tree on the top.
Yes.
I got one better. My husband put an AC unit on top of our car. Mind you, our car is a Toyota Celica.
Oh my God, this is even better.
He was working for an apartment complex, and they need an AC unit. He volunteered to go get it. The guys told him to go, you know, get his vehicle, back it up to the bay, and they're like, where's your truck? And he's like, I don't need no truck. Just throw it in. And off he went.
Was the car scraping the ground from the weight?
No. Not whenever it's empty from the Freon and all the other components. It's really not that heavy.
But we're still not endorsing
no.
hauling a AC unit
still bulky and awkward
on top of your Celica. Okay, so you showed me the picture. This was a Mazda minivan in Massachusetts that basically was being absorbed by a Christmas tree. It looked like they strapped the forest to a top
of a
car.
All you see is tree. You barely see a tiny bit of vehicle.
Just what have you strapped to the top of a car seen?
Time me and a couple of my buddies was down at Carolina Beach.
Yeah?
And we seen a guy had a shark on top of his station wagon. He had one of them old dragon wagons. Yeah. He had a darn shark tied to the top of it, and it was hanging over on both sides. Both ends. It was huge.
Now, could you tell if it was a fake shark or one they had pulled?
No, sir. This was real. They was going to the market with it.
I wonder how you take it off and put it in a buggy and take it up to inside the market.
I don't care if the shark's dead or not. Who's drawing the straw about holding the head? Because who knows? You know, snakes have that last reflex where their last thing. I don't want to have that last reflex of jaws be on my arm.
It's like, go in there. I want this cleaned up for dinner.
Where do you go with that?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Hi.
Hey, man. I was just calling about the story about things being stacked on top of cars.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a police officer in a local agency here in the listening area. About 1 o'clock in the morning one night I was working, I saw this. It was a small, I'd say a little compact car. And on top of the vehicle, it had, ended up counting later after the fact, he had 7 full-size mattresses stacked on top of each other.
Seven! Whoa!
Yeah, so we asked them where they were coming from. They'd actually grabbed the mattresses. There was a local hotel that was doing some renovations, and I guess they had thrown all these mattresses out in the dumpster, and the guys decided to have at it.
Oh, dumpster mattresses.
Yeah,
oh.
That's what we want.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Gentlemen, a little advice from Uncle Charlie. One thing that she never wants to hear when she comes back to your apartment is, I just got that mattress from a dumpster. If you thought you were getting lucky.
From a motel.
A motel dumpster mattress.
Double whammy. The only thing left is to say, you know, it was evidence in a crime. On average, if you are average, you'll do this around 30 times today. What is it?
On average, if you are average, you're going to do this around 30 times today. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hey, you got the smartest person in the QC?
Yeah, on average, if you're average, you'll do this around 30 times today.
Unlock your phone.
That's probably a pretty good
That choice. Is a really yeah. good answer, though. Really good, but that's not it.
Yeah, Charlie, I'll take a shot at the smartest person in the QC.
Go for it.
Is it laugh?
Laugh. No, not it. Although, if we could discuss motel dumpster mattresses more, I think we'd laugh more every day.
Hey, you got an answer yet?
If you're average, on average, you're going to do this about 30 times today.
Sit down?
Sit down. And in case you're wondering, it's not stand up either.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Is the answer yawn?
Yawn. And again, I'm starting to take this personally when we're doing this show and yawn becomes top of mind to people listening.
It's always a popular
I'm going to start taking this personally.
Is it say a curse word?
No, that's not it. You need to clean it up, though, if you're cursing 30 times a day. I guarantee you.
I'm talking about everybody else.
Yeah. I guarantee you ain't sitting at your mama's table if you're doing that.
That's right.
Thank you.
Smartest person in the QC.
What about send a text?
Send a text 30 times a day. That makes complete sense.
Yeah, because we do a lot of that.
A lot of it, but that is not it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Call about the smartest person that you see.
On average, if you're average, you're going to do this about 30 times today. What?
Look and see what time it is.
Another great answer.
Thanks.
You know what's weird? I think I check the time more now that I'm not wearing a watch than all the years that I did wear a watch.
On average, if you're average, you'll do this around 30 times today.
Hey, is it complain?
Now, you don't sound like you would ever complain about a thing.
Oh, no. She's a woman. She's complaining. Are you married? Are you married?
Am I married?
She's doing 30. Married. She's doing 30 before 9 a.m. You kidding me? Woman married, she's complaining 30 times a day. Good God.
No, he wakes up and goes to work before I do, so he gets saved by that.
Ah. Well, maybe you're even complaining when he's not there about something he's doing. I guarantee you that happens, too.
Probably.
Yeah, see, there you go. Well, who is this?
I'm Rebecca, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Charlotte Ballet's Nutcracker. The magic of the season comes to life at Charlotte Ballet's Nutcracker this December at the Belk Theater. Gather your friends and family. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
If you're looking to pick up a home on the cheap in your preferred suburb, it may pay to find a street with the silliest name. A study shows house prices on streets with silly names are lower than houses on nearby streets. The study was conducted by students at Sacred Heart College in Australia for a science class. The students identified 27 streets with silly names, including Butt Street and Fanny Street, among others, and analyzed home prices on those in streets nearby. The student researchers found that property prices on streets with silly names were about 20% lower than properties on the normally named roads.
But I think you have to be careful about what you do as a profession and being taken seriously if you're going to have to give out your address. And it's you can't really be a preacher and say, I live on Butt Street. I mean, it just, you know.
Well, there's something about saying if you live on Butt, it's lower. I don't know about that. Zillow claims the value of Santa Claus North Pole home has jumped some 6.5% over the past year. And I did not know. Did you know the dimension of Santa's home? I did not.
I had not. I need to put that as one of my favorites on Zillow.
The 3-bedroom, 2-bath log home is worth $710,559.
Wow.
The cabin has a rock fireplace, a gourmet kitchen, a hot cocoa tap. Oh, that's got to be good, right? Who doesn't like that? And an oven with 12 different cookie settings.
Yum.
The estate also features, of course, a toy workshop, a garage for Santa's sleigh, and stables for the reindeer.
But location, location, location. Where's the nearest grocery store? Where's the gas station? Kind of way up there, you know?
Well, all I'm thinking is if he's up 6.5%, it's a safe bet that Santa don't live on Butt Street.
I love you guys!
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.